The next LOS is to explain the key properties of the normal distribution. The normal distribution is important to us for many reasons. First of all, there is a high probability that it will be covered on the exam. Also, many of the relevant variables to finance follow a normal distribution. Particularly in the area of investments and portfolio management, the normal distribution plays a central role in portfolio theory. The normal distribution has the following key properties. 1. It can be completely described in terms of its mean and variance. 2. The skewness of a normal distribution is zero. This means that a normal distribution is symmetric about its mean, such that the probability of obtaining a value less than the mean is equal to the probability of obtaining a value greater than the mean. The mean, median, and mode are all equal with the normal distribution. 3. The kurtosis for a normal distribution is equal to 3. This is a measure of the shape of the distribution, how flat the distribution is, and how fat the tails are. Recall that excess kurtosis is measured relative to the number 3, so excess kurtosis is measured relative to the shape of the normal distribution. And finally, a linear combination of normally distributed random variables is also normally distributed. Now, many of these properties are evident from examining the graph of the normal distribution's probability density function, which is the familiar bell-shaped curve that we've all seen. The tails of the distribution theoretically go on forever, although they get quite thin and the probability of outcomes beyond 3 standard deviations from the mean are quite small. A normal distribution also has the following very important properties. 68% of the observations for normally distributed random variable fall within plus or minus 1 standard deviation of the mean. 90% of the observations for normally distributed random variable fall within plus or minus 1.65 standard deviations of the mean. 95% of the observations for normally distributed random variable fall within plus or minus 1.96 standard deviations of the mean. And 99% of observations for normally distributed random variable fall within plus or minus 2.58 standard deviations of the mean. Next, we are asked to distinguish between a univariate and multivariate distribution and explain the role of correlation in the multivariate normal distribution. So far, our discussion has strictly focused on univariate distributions. That is, the distribution of a single random variable. In practice, however, the relationship between two or more random variables is often relevant. For instance, investors and investment managers are frequently interested in the interrelationship among the returns of one or more assets. In fact, as you will see in your study of asset pricing models and modern portfolio theory, the relationship between the return on a stock and the return on a market indicator will have special significance. Regardless of the specific variables, the simultaneous analysis of two or more random variables requires an understanding of multivariate distributions. A multivariate distribution specifies the probabilities associated with a group of random variables and is meaningful only when the behavior of the random variables in the group is in some way dependent upon each other. Both discrete and continuous random variables can have multivariate distributions. Multivariate distributions between two discrete random variables are described using joint probability tables. For a continuous random variable, a multivariate normal distribution may be used to describe them if all of the individual variables follow normal distributions. As previously mentioned, one of the characteristics of a normal distribution is that a linear combination of normally distributed random variables is normally distributed as well. For example, if the return of each stock in a portfolio is normally distributed, then the return on the portfolio will also be normally distributed. Now, let's explain the role of correlation in the multivariate normal distribution. Similar to the univariate normal distribution, a multivariate normal distribution can be described by the mean and variance of the individual random variables. Additionally, it is necessary to specify the correlation between the individual pairs of variables when describing a multivariate distribution. Remember, correlation indicates the strength of the linear relationship between two random variables. Using asset returns as our random variables, the multivariate normal distribution for the returns on n assets can be completely defined by three parameters: the n means of the n series of returns, the n variances of the n series of returns, and 1/2 n times n minus 1 pairwise correlation coefficients. For example, if there are three assets, n is equal to 3, and the multivariate returns distribution can be described by three means, three variances, and three correlations. As we will see later in the curriculum, when building a portfolio of assets, all other things being equal, it is desirable to combine assets having low returns correlations because this will result in a portfolio with a lower variance than one composed of assets with higher correlations. The next LOS is to determine the probability that a normally distributed random variable lies inside a given interval. Now, in practice, the population mean and standard deviation, designated as the Greek letters mu and sigma, are approximated with the sample mean, x bar, and the sample standard deviation, designated as s. Sample parameters are referred to as point estimates. Probability statements for random variables are often expressed in terms of confidence intervals that are built around these point estimates. Important confidence intervals that you will encounter are as follows. The 90% confidence interval for random variable X is X bar plus or minus 1.65 times the sample standard deviation. The 95% confidence interval for X is X bar plus or minus 1.96 times the sample standard deviation. And the 99% confidence interval for X is X bar plus or minus 2.58 times the sample standard deviation. Let's look at an example to illustrate the use of confidence intervals. Let's assume that over 20 years, the average return of a mutual fund has been measured as 10.5% with a standard deviation of 18%. Now we want to calculate the 95% confidence interval for the mutual fund return next year. Here, the point estimate for X bar and S are 10.5% and 18% respectively. Thus, the 95% confidence interval for the return on the mutual fund is 10.5 plus or minus 1.96 times 18. This is equal to negative 24.78% through 45.78%. This means that there is a 95% likelihood that the mutual fund return next year will fall between negative 24.78% and 45.78%, approximately 2 standard deviations on either side of the mean. The next LOS asks us to define the standard normal distribution, explain how to standardize a random variable, and calculate and interpret probabilities using the standard normal distribution. When we work with normally distributed random variables, it is useful to convert a given normal distribution into what is called a standard normal distribution. The standard normal distribution is a normal distribution that has been standardized so that it has a mean of 0 and a standard deviation of 1. To standardize an observation from a given normal distribution, the z-value of the observation must be calculated. The z-value represents the number of standard deviations between an observation and the population mean. Standardization is the process of converting an observed value for a random variable to its corresponding z-value. An observation may be standardized or converted to its z-value using the formula z is equal to the observation value minus the population mean divided by the population standard deviation, so that the z-value of any observation tells us how many standard deviations it is from the mean. I will use the term z-value to represent a standardized observation throughout the remainder of this topic. The term Z-score and Z-statistic are also commonly used to represent standardized observations. Let's look at an example to see how Z-values are used. Assume that the annual earnings per, or EPS, for a large population of firms are normally distributed with a mean of $6 per share and a standard deviation of $2 per share. Now let's assume we want to approximate the probability of observing an earnings per share value between $2 per share and $8 per share. First, we have to convert $2 per share and $8 per share into Z values. Starting with $8 per share, the Z value is equal to the observed value minus the population mean divided by the population standard deviation, or 8 minus 6 divided by 2, which equals plus 1. For an EPS of $2 per share, the Z value is 2 minus 6 divided by 2, which is equal to negative 2. A Z value of positive 1 indicates that an EPS of $8 per share is one standard deviation above the mean, and a Z value of negative 2 means that an earnings per share of $2 per share is two standard deviations below the mean. Now, owing to the symmetry of the normal distribution, we know that 68% of all observations will fall within plus or minus one standard deviation of the mean, and that 95% will fall within plus or minus two standard deviations of the mean. Since the mean of the standard normal distribution is zero, we can also approximate the probability of the EPS falling between $2 and $8 per share as 0.68 divided by 2 plus 0.95 divided by 2, which is equal to 0.815. This means that the probability of earnings per share falling between $2 and $8 per share is equal to 81.5%.